Hey, it's Kat Kott, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. And today is International Women's Day, and I like to call this little programming bit Ranging Femmes. So this backing track is by the band SBDC, all female and very boisterous. And mainly the point of this program, as they're sort of one brand of femininity, I wanted to show how femininity manifests in different women in different ways. So a lot of them are kind of punky, lo-fi sort of, but you know, there you go. That's one aspect. There's still a lot of range. So the first full song that we have is 25 by the Courtneys. This is Kat Kott on CITR 101.9 FM with the program Ranging Femmes, and it's International Women's Day. So the next person we have is someone who goes by the names Wavy Spice, by the names Miss Destiny. Her true name, her true recording name is Princess Nokia, and her song Katana is pretty fire. Pretty much all her tracks are fire. They all preach self-love, which is something that I think all females could definitely use a heavy dose of in their lives. I know that I can, and it's just nice to be reminded that yeah, you do, you should love yourself, and you should respect yourself and be proud of yourself and be confident. And that's all what she preaches. So this next track, Katana by Princess Nokia, and the track after is going to be by Anoni called Drone Bomb.
Into the sea.
So if you missed that, that was Anoni with the track Drone Bomb Me, a really sad and beautiful song. Anoni is a transgender woman who is from England and Amsterdam and also the San Francisco Bay Area. She's been everywhere, but her track is so beautiful and so moving and certainly is, you know, another facet of women. And so next we have Burn One for the Saints by Morning Coup.
We'll be right back.
This is Kat Cott, and once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this is the program Ranging Femmes. So if it wasn't totally clear so far, we've covered electronic psych with Morning Coo and some rap, some sort of sad poppy tunes. but we definitely have a lot of rock and sort of psych rock stuff kind of on the way. Next up, we have a song by Cherry Glazer, which is a band both fronted and the keyboardist. Both of them are females. And this song is really such a modern ballad of just a female line of thought, a common line of thought. The song is called Told You I'd Be With the Guys. It's, you know, pretty well known, I think. But it's kind of just a modern, like, I'm just gonna be with the guys, women don't get me, blah, blah, blah. But the end of the song is pretty nice. It's a good ballad because she comes back around by the end. So this is the song, Cherry Glazer, Told You I'd Be With the Guys.
Thank you.
So that song was eventually in the end about you need a lady, you need lady friends. And as females, it seems easier to be friends with guys, but it's important to be friends with girls too. Which again, it seems like a kind of modern concept of like, oh, I don't want to, but anyway, to bring it to a kind of more classic predicament of being feminine, we have the song by Sonic Youth. And Sonic Youth was a pretty big deal to me when I was growing up, just because one of the lead people and also the bassist, Kim Gordon, is a really outspoken feminist, and yet her personality is very, she's just really contained and really, like, composed, and she isn't in your face about it, but she definitely is unwaveringly feminist, which I love. And a very classic song of theirs to play is probably one of their most popular songs, Cool Thing. It's really good. There's this quote where Kim says, "Fear of the female planet," which is a really compelling line, insinuating that, you know, femininity is something to be feared, which of course it could be for probably the male, because she's kind of referring to a male in this song. But it's a really fantastic song, but I decided to stray a bit from the from what popped in my head right away. And there's the song that they made called Tunic, in parentheses, Song for Karen, which is a song for Karen Carpenter, who was in the group The Carpenters, and she was known to have severe body dysmorphia. She was just generally unconfident and unsecure, and you know, there were forces in her life that just didn't make her feel good and liberated. And Kim often ponders that predicament, as they have a few covers by the Carpenters. I think they might have released a whole album of covers of the Carpenters, but this is Kim's front-led song, Tunic, Song for Karen, for Karen Carpenter, and it kind of deals with the feelings of both body dysmorphia and eating and figure, but also in the case of just wanting to disappear in general as a female, wanting to be small, wanting to be unnoticed. And I think that that's something that a lot of females deal with. And so this is Tunic by Sonic Youth. And the vocals are Kim Gordon.
Until the very end. getting smaller every day. But when I open my mouth to sing, I'm bigger in every way. She said, you aren't never going anywhere. You aren't never going anywhere. I ain't never going anywhere. I ain't never going anywhere. Hey mom, look, I'm up here. I finally made it. I'm playing the drums again too. Don't be sad. The band doesn't sound half bad. And I remember mom, who said, honey, you look so underfed.
This is Kat Cott. You are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM, and it is International Women's Day. And this is the program Ranging Femmes, where I'm trying to compile a bunch of different sounding women and showing what femininity sounds like. So that last track was Bloody by Vulva Culture, which is this really great all-women outfit in Halifax. And the song before that was Tunic, Song for Karen by Sonic Youth. The next song I'm going to have on is Forces by The Submissives, which is another Vancouver band. And the one right after that is going to be the song Trees by Babe Simpson. And I'm particularly excited about that track because Babe Simpson is one of the members of this group called Barf Troop, which is I believe they're all black women that all met on Tumblr, and they make really great rap music. And their names in Simpson, like there's I think Baby O Simpson and like Bilbo Simpson, like they all have different Simpsons in their name, kind of like they're part of the family, which I think is very sweet. But the track that I'm talking about is Trees, just very recently released by Babe Simpson. But before that, we have Forces by The Submissives. Hey, thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9. This is Kat Cott, and it's International Women's Day. That was just The Submissives, which is a really great Vancouver act. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm trying to calm things down a bit. We started pretty hyped with Princess Nokia and Anoni. We brought it into a more sort of rocky territory with Cherry Glazer and Sonic Youth, but now we're just bringing it all down because it's almost the end of the day. It's almost the end of International Women's Day, and let's sort of think about some more. Let's listen to some calm, beautiful music by some really fantastic female artists. This next song is Castigadas en el Granero. It's in Spanish by the band Hines. They're from Spain, and their music is really surfery and sunshiny and super fun, and really what I think Vancouver could use for its, like, fourth snowstorm or whatever. So let's get some rays of sunshine up here on this beautiful International Women's Day. Thank you. So that was the track. The track is Castigadas en el Granero. I'm trying to get better. I have no accent. I don't know Spanish, but I think it's such a beautiful language. And I mean, these women are so talented and they're so fun, and they're going to be in Vancouver soon. So be sure to check them out because they're definitely a good time. So the next group that we're going to have on this program is the track Baby by the band Skum Laude, which is an all-female Vancouver group. So here we go. Hey, it's Kat Kott, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is International Women's Day, and this is the program Ranging Femmes. So, we've been all across the board in terms of genre. Sorry for waking you up a bit after entering such a nice, lulled state. I kind of got you there. But I hope that you enjoyed that bit of pick-me-up. But truly, the day is winding down. We can't escape it. And in these last few minutes, I wanted to highlight young female artists. Skum Laude is young Vancouver female artists, and they're so fantastic and really great to work with. I've gotten a chance to work with them before in terms of event planning, and they were totally great. They're super fantastic, and I recommend them. Reach out to them. They might not respond right away on their Facebook page, but they definitely will respond eventually, and to get them would be such a treat. As I was saying before, though, women in music are the most likely, it seems, to be taken the least seriously and the most likely to internalize that. At least that's how I would feel if I were a musician. I feel that way as a female, that in a lot of facets such as art or general things, I might not off the bat be taken as seriously as a male might. I don't know. But, you know, I am definitely one to internalize things. I don't want to make speculations, but from what I've heard of other females' perspectives, that kind of seems like a running thing. So I think that as society, we should liberate females more, and not just females that have justifiably done things or necessarily have proved themselves, but let's liberate all females, because all people should be confident and bright and communicate clearly about what they're interested in and be listened to with seriousness about the things they want to be listened seriously to and be taken not so seriously as comedians. I was just listening to a podcast about Samantha Bee, and she was talking about how just being a woman, you're almost not allowed to be funny. It's very hard for female comics. So try to give them a break, try to give female musicians a break. And to finish International Women's Day up, we have the new song by Girlpool, which is very young, about 21 to 20, I think, girl group, just two girls. They, I believe, both play bass. And their songs are so heart-wrenching and beautiful, and they just, I mean, a few days ago or something, they came out with the track 1, 2, 3. So I figure, what a great way to end on it with some young females who have a fair amount under their belt, but certainly have a lot coming up. Their new single, 1, 2, 3, is with Anti Records, and they definitely have everyone hyped for their latest album. So I hope you've been having a wonderful International Women's Day on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Kat, and I'll see you next year.
Jubilation dream, and you're sorry about the load, feeling sorry about the load.
take yours too. You fire musket, but I will run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand there, no turn back. The bugle sounds and the charge begins, but on this battlefield no one wins. The smell of acrid smoke and horses' breath as I plunged into certain death. And whoa, near enough to fight. When Russian gets me in his sights, he pulls the trigger and I feel a blow. A burst of rounds take my horse below. And as I lay there gazing at the sky, my body's numb and my throat is dry. And as I draw my parting groan and I say, oh. give me something to explore.